I love catching up with Steve Mogg from the TV Black Box podcast and the TV Binge Box podcast. He knows TV better than me. Hey, mate, welcome to welcome to a brand new week over a long weekend. And it feels like a Monday, even though it's a Tuesday, mate. I always find that tough. But you know what? We struggle on best we can, mate. We struggle on.
Mate, we do what we can, right?
Yeah, we do what we can. Of course, the biggest thing we're interested in, a lot of people would have been into the Gulf over the weekend, the TV version Holy Moly. Do we have an air date? Do we have a production date? What do you know?
All we know is that it's going to be on our screens in 2021. And when you think golf, you must think Matt Shervington, because that is who Channel 7 have got now, replacing Brian Taylor, sitting next to Rob Riggle in the commentary box, hosted by Sonia Kruger, with his great white sharkness himself, Greg Norman, walking around and being in charge.
I heard there was maybe a chance he was going to pull out, but he that's only been a rumour. He stayed around and he was confirming, was he?
They have confirmed him. We're not sure if they'll be he'll be live on the set in Australia. That is yet to be seen, but filming starts this week in Brisbane.
Jump on YouTube just to see how fun this show gets. I mean, you think mini golf at a fun park is crazy? This just goes over the top. I love it. In fact, I'd love to be into it myself. Tell me about Junior MasterChef. We haven't seen this on our screens. Is it 5 years since Channel 10 last did it?
It's been a little while. This is the third season of Junior MasterChef that 10 have delivered to us. And a long time coming. As much as anything, this is helping fill out their back end of the year. We know that with the coronavirus, it threw TV production schedules just to the wall. So they pulled this one out of the hat. And I think it's going to do really well for them. The promo looks great. It's got the new MasterChef judges, Melissa, Andy and Jock.
Yep.
It should be a whole bunch of real great positive television for us to join in and watch from Sunday on 10.
Yeah, as much fun as the spelling bee. And who doesn't like little kids coming up with masterpieces that could, you know, start their own restaurant? I mean, this is not kids doing lemonade stuff on the side of the street. This is, I mean, these kids could start their own restaurants. They're that good.
Yeah, it's no mucking around, that's for sure.
Why do you think Channel 10 have gone two people for Bachelorette, two girls? I mean, is it just trying to amp up the crazy? Why would you go two?
Oh, I think as much as anything to try and get some interest in the format, Bilko. I mean, The Bachelor, well, they wouldn't have known this in making it, but The Bachelor didn't do huge numbers this year, and they'd be hoping that The Bachelorette, which is normally softer numbers than its male counterpart, they'd be hoping that with two Bachelorettes involved that they'd be getting better bang for buck. It is a former bachelor contestant and her sister. So they're both looking for blokes separately. They're just doing it together.
Oh, I'm glad you stressed that.
No, it's not. Yes, they have made sure that everyone knows that it's two women looking for two different blokes.
Okay, that's the main thing. And because kids back at school today and little kiddies who like to stay at home with mum and get their fulfillment of Wiggles and that on TV, Bluey is what they're into now. And we've got the green light for a new series. No one's really surprised about that, are they?
No, this is massive. Season 3 of Bluey coming in. It will be audio described. So for people who are visually impaired, this will be a great way for them to sit down and watch TV, or for their youngins to watch TV. A really fun, Australian-made, Australian-focused series. There's no question that this is already going off and being a huge hit for the ABC.
Yeah.
Sold to Disney in the States. It's doing massive business over there. Bluey is going to be the thing that will be under your Christmas tree if you've got anybody under the age of 8.
And doesn't get hurt by COVID because it's all animated, so which I love. Borat back on, I think it's on Amazon Prime. That's where you can see it. What is the? Why is everyone buzzing about the new Borat thing? Is it a serious movie or is it? Where's it going?
When has Borat ever been a serious movie, Bilko? Come on, mate. Look, as much as anything, everyone's buzzing about this because no one knew it was happening. In typical Sacha Baron Cohen style, he filmed it sort of a bit cloak and dagger because in America, Borat, reasonably well known now. The premise, however, is that he is giving his daughter, Borat is giving his daughter to Vice President Mike Pence as a sacrifice.
What?
It just gets weirder. All of it to help his glorious nation of Kazakhstan. Borat, subsequent movie film, is coming to Amazon exclusively on the 23rd of October.
All right, let's have a look at that. And I did see somewhere on the weekend that Sacha Baron Cohen is in a serious movie about the Chicago 7. So that's what got me confused. He's in a serious sort of role there, and then doing his own comedy stuff there on Amazon, which is great. And speaking of comedy, Stan, as we know, is becoming the Australian home of comedy. What have they got coming up?
Yeah, this is brilliant. They picked up a Showtime documentary, five-parter, about the Comedy Store and its impact on comedy, particularly in America, but I think we could say around the world. You know, the Comedy Store is the place where people like David Letterman, where people like Richard Pryor, Freddie Prinze, a whole bunch of incredible comics of the old school got their start, and comics now. You don't make it unless you've made it at the Comedy Store. It is an incredible look at comedy culture and stand-up comedy and all of those sorts of things. Some great interviews with past and present comedians. Like, just for this documentary, it is brilliant. It's called The Comedy Store. 5 parts, dropping week to week on Stan right now.
Loving that. And I think Letterman's back with something new on Netflix too, if people are into that.
Yes.
You're part of the TV Binge Box podcast. What are you guys looking at the end of the week? What's the other take?
Look, our TV Black Box is out right now. We're talking about, is there any loyalty left in TV? Our TV Binge Box will be back next week, and we are looking at Every Family Has a Secret, the Noni Hazlehurst series on SBS on Tuesday night.
All right, looking forward to that. And, of course, love catching up with you on the socials. Steve Malk, thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, Bilko.
Yeah, Steve Malk knows everything about TV, like he should, but catch those podcasts linked up on our social media.